the first verse saying, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Supporting scripture that you've already heard in your hearing, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. Jesus said, ye must be born again. Jesus said, ye must be born again. Glory be to God this morning. God has blessed us, and I thank God for his blessings and traveling grace and mercy, and just to be back in the house of God one more time, thanking God for my yesterdays, but thanking more so for today. Hallelujah. Yesterday has come and gone, and we had a wonderful time on yesterday, but it's already behind us. But it's a good thing that God allowed us this morning to open up our eyes once again. And to you, the people of God, that thought it not robbery to come out and to sacrifice your time to come to the house of God. It is our prayer that your coming not be in vain. And your coming is not in vain if you come looking for a blessing, because it's yours just for the asking. And you cannot allow the preacher, the deacon, the choir, nobody to get between you and your blessing. How many of you know all of your blessings come from above? And so if you talk to the Lord God and you know that God is going to do what you asked him to do, then you don't have to wait until it's all said and done. You can give God glory right now. That there's some things that you've laid on the altar that you're waiting on God to do. And I thank God that I can praise him in advance for the thing that I know that he's going to do. Hallelujah. God is not a shortchanging God. Hallelujah. God is that one that we can always depend on. And I thank him because there's so many times when we just don't know what we're going to do. And the Lord God will begin to deal with us if we talk with him and let him know whose side we are really on. And it's only by the grace and the mercy of our God that he's allowed me a privilege to stand and to declare the word of God to the people of God one more time. Now come this morning to deliver an important reminder and a fact to every man, woman, boy, and girl that we all must experience the rebirth. In order to enter or to see the kingdom of God, we got to be born again. Because it is required by Jesus himself. It's necessary that at some point we experience it in our individual lives. See, being a member of the church and just saying that I'm a part of the ministry, that doesn't actually get it. Just because you've been baptized in the water and serving in many ministries, that doesn't guarantee that you've experienced the new birth experience. We pray as we have come that we have a desire to learn more about who God is. And as we learn more about who God is, the key is to take the word of God and then apply it to our daily living. It does us no good. It's almost like going to the bank and going to get a withdrawal and you don't have anything in there. But now if you got a little something there, you expect to get something when you go. So if you got anything invested in the God that you say that you love and that you serve, you ought to expect God to do something for you. Now we owe God. God does not owe us, but God did make us some promises. And how many of you are willing to make God stand up to the test of time and let him do what he said that he's going to do? How many of you believe this morning that God is a provider and that he will do? How many of you know this morning that there is nothing that God cannot do? How many of us have ever gotten ourselves in a rut or down in the miry clay and didn't know exactly how we got in that mess, but we began to wonder, Lord, I don't like where I am right now. Did anybody else say, Lord, help me get up out of here? And God stepped in and did just what you needed him to do. Now, he may not have worked it out the same way for you that he worked it out for me, but all you got to know is that he worked it out. Then don't worry about that individual that are looking at you and wondering whether or not you got what you say you got. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. The only one you got to please this morning is God himself. Is anybody living in a way that you think that you're pleasing God? See, if you want to go along in life just pleasing folk will be all right as long as you're doing what they want you to do. But as soon as you sort of step out of line and you don't do what they say do, then you find out that they don't like you as well as you thought they did. Ain't anybody ever had folk that were walking with you, said, I'll be with you, I'll go with you all the way. And as soon as you run into a rut, you look around and you're all by yourself. But how many of you know that you're never all by yourself? I serve a God that when it looks like I'm by myself, you don't see all these angels around me. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I serve a God that is able. Because he's able, I love him. Because he loved me before I even knew what love was all about. We got to understand this morning that we ought to be overjoyed. We ought to be thankful this morning that God has blessed us just to be in the house one more time. As we look around and we see all of God's people, brothers and sisters in Christ, there are some this morning that can say, I'm healthy. Everything's good. And if you're able to say that you're healthy this morning, to God be the glory. Then your story might be that I'm moving this morning by a reasonable portion of health and strength. Meaning that I don't have all the strength that I used to have. I realize that I can't do all the things that I used to do like I used to do, but I still got my mind. I still got the blood running warm in my veins. I'm still able to open up my eyes and my mouth, and I'm still able to just throw up holy hands every now and again and tell God, thank you. So I'm not as healthy as I used to be, but I got a reasonable portion of strength, and everything is going to be all right. So thank God that it's no worse than what it is, because if you're still able to tell God thank you, then that's a blessing within itself. Stop sitting around having a pity party with yourself because you've been going through. There are other folks going through, and you ought to thank God that God allowed you to actually go through. You might have been dead and gone. You might have been stuck in a rut somewhere, but God allowed you to go through. And when God do it, can't nobody make you doubt him. Oh, I thank God because I know him to be a healer this morning. I thank God because I know and I heard somebody say that prayer works. And you got to learn how to pray. You got to learn how to talk to God. You got to learn how to talk to him when it seems like there's no hope. You got to talk to him when in your eyesight everything is blim, and in your eyesight it looks like it's not going to change, but somewhere down on the inside, something keeps telling you it's going to be all right. Something keeps telling you he's coming through. Something keeps telling you don't give up right now. Anybody got a hold on spirit this morning? Anybody got a mind to say, I'm going to hold on and see what the Lord God is going to do? Then there's another set of folk in here. That's that individual this morning that felt so weak, felt so tired this morning. Felt like I really don't feel like going to church, but something down on the inside of me is pressing me. And that's that individual that learned how to make a sacrifice. That's that individual that said, I don't feel like it, but I'm going on anyhow. How many of you know that when you push beyond your condition, God will bless you where you are? Don't allow the enemy to make you think that, oh, you feel bad this morning. Stay on in the house. You've been going everywhere else this week. Don't give God that on Sunday morning. Why is it that you're weaker on Sunday than you was on Wednesday evening? You can go down to Walmart. You can come to God's house. We may not have a hoopty for you to ride in, but we'll get you in here and set you down. Don't allow your circumstance to keep you down. Don't allow what they say to make you feel like that you're always going to be in that condition. I believe that I serve a God that even though you're going through, things will get better than what they are. And when you are one of those that I'm talking about that were weak and down and out, but you still pressed your way anyhow, I guarantee you when you leave here, you're going to feel better than you did when you decided to come. Just because you pressed your way, not because of nothing I've done, nothing because nothing that I say, but because of the power of a loving God. Because God looked beyond your circumstance. Because God realized that there's something going on in your life and you got an excuse to stay at home. But I thank God that you got the desire down on the inside to go on anyhow. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. See, you got to learn how to praise him if you got to praise him all by yourself. Then there's a time when you're not able to come to the house of God. But how many of you know that you can praise him at home? Yeah. Don't use that as an excuse. But every now and again, if you're not able of old, you got to do it. Look to those hills that we were talking about. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Because I know that my help comes from the Lord. Oh, I thank God for the doctor that worked on me. I thank God for the nurse that gave me the shot. But God is the one. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody in here know anything about healing? Anybody know that God will do what he said he's going to do? Anybody know that if you have faith in God, God will change your situation? How many know this morning that God is able to do anything you ask him to do? Do I have any believers in the house this morning that know that the Lord God can turn your situation around? It might look like this right now, but I want to let you know it's getting ready to change. It's getting ready to change. Things getting ready to happen in my life. What you see is not necessarily what you're going to get, because I got something working down on the inside, and it's going to move on the outside. Do I have a witness in the house? Where are the hot folk at in the house? Where are the folk that really love the Lord in the house? Where are the folk that really come to get a blessing this morning? Where are the folk that know that I am a child of the Almighty King? And I'm not going to let nobody. Yes, God. Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. See, that there comes a time you got to look for a way out. Stop waiting on somebody else to do it. Always want somebody else to do what you got to do for yourself. Yes, somebody prayed for you. They're praying for you right now. But when you going to start praying? When you going to catch on to the tune that all you got to do is open up your mouth? If you can talk to your neighbor, you can talk to God. God is able this morning. God wants somebody to know that you can talk to him anytime. Don't allow folk to hinder you from talking to God. See, I found out that there's time when you talk to God, you got to just steal away. Even in the midst of a crowded room, when time comes to talk to God, I can still talk to God. How many of you know that it's not all about on going down on bending knees? See, sometimes you feel like I'm not praying unless I'm down on my knees. But every now and again, I got to talk to God standing up. Sometimes I can't close my eyes. You better watch and pray. That's what the word says. Watch and pray. Oh, we got some watchers in here. I seen it on the video. The prayer be going on and the eyes be just looking. What are you trying to see? trying to see who's going to be moved out of prayer, trying to see who's tuned in. You don't know whether they tune in or not. All you got to do is hear what thus said the Lord our God. God started moving down on the inside. Then when God started moving down on the inside of you, there's something about trusting God. There's something about knowing that I can go to God in prayer. There's something about knowing that even when there are noises that I cannot control, I can still have peace of mind. Because I know that if I talk to God, he's going to make everything work out for my good. I'm instructed to tell you this morning to speak up, to let God know what's going on in your mind. Always remember this morning that God is always there. A very present help in the time of trouble. The Bible declares he is our light and our salvation. All we have to do is call on him. You know what? God's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. That's another reason why you owe him a praise. Oh, we act like we're all that now. Got a little bit of thing, got about two or three extra dollars and two or three extra outfits, and now we all that. God need to take us back when you didn't have to worry about pick and choose. You go in there and get what you got and put it on and keep on stepping. Now we say, God, I don't have anything to wear. Well, it's not about what you got on anyhow. Who you trying to impress? Other folk got new clothes too. Having new clothes don't make you no better than nobody else. Even having a pocket full of money don't make you better than nobody. You can have a pocket full of money and not be able to have reach in your pocket and get your own money out. You got to thank God for everything that the Lord God is doing in your life. I thank God this morning because I know that if I praise him, if I glorify him, that he will be pleased. But what we got to understand is your praise got to be real. Your praise got to be sincere. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean that you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you do everything just right, because if we had to be perfect to praise him, everybody would be sitting down. We like to think that because somebody shout, they got a little bit more Jesus than that other folk that don't shout. Don't fool yourself. Some folks shout to the beat. Some folks shout to be seen. Some folks shout because they got a praise that's really down on the inside. Then some folks shout because they love to dance so much that when the music get to going, they just get to going. But there's some folk. There's something starts to moving down on the inside of you, and you can't hold yourself if you try to hold yourself. Sister Verda used to sing the song, "When the Lord gets ready, you got to move." How many movers do we have in the house? This morning, I'm going to be through here in a minute. But God's been so good. Gave me another opportunity to stand. And I try my best not to take that lightly, because every time God blesses me, there are times that I wonder, why are you so good? Has God been better to you than you even expect sometimes? Because don't nobody know you better than you. And so when you begin to think about the reality of who you are, where you are, where you come from, it's not so important where you come from, but where you're going. Because wherever you come from, you can change your direction into where you're going. But you got to have an idea this morning where you're trying to get to. We find this morning that because we are human, the Bible declares that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We know that sin entered the world through Adam for disobedience. Paul tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we find this morning that because of sin, we need to have a repentant spirit. We need to ask the Lord God to forgive us and to come into our lives. And we need to see things in a different manner. You ought to be at a place in your life that you ought to want to make some changes for yourself and for God. It's all right to have loved ones to be proud of you and to say that you're doing a good job. But the idea is to not worry about the they say, but what is God saying about you? What does he say about your service to him? What does he say about your love for him? Is your love genuine or are you just going through the motions? In all that we do, we ought to try to please the Lord our God. Stop worrying about pleasing people and please God. Our text this morning tells us that Paul said to the Corinthians that they needed to have a mind to do things in a way that would be accepted by God. The Bible says, as we read here in the Word of God, it says, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So what Paul is saying is that good or bad, you're going to have to give an account of what you've done with this life that God has given you. If your life is out of the will of God, you need to try to make some changes. We command you not to get so caught up into yourself, but learn how to trust the power of a loving God. Don't get beside yourself and begin to think that it's all about you. For the love of Christ constrained us because we thus judged that if one died for all, then we're all dead. The judgment of the believer's works, not their sins, is under discussion here. His sins have been atoned for and he remembered them no more. But he got to understand that even though God has blessed you in a way and Jesus has died for your sins, you got to make some changes in your life. Henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, but we got to know Christ after the flesh. Then the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Therefore, if any man, any woman be in Christ, then what that tells us this morning is that you're going to make some changes. When you become a new creature, all old things are passed away. When you're a new creature in God, then you don't look at things the way that you used to. When you're a new creature, you realize that there are rewards for Christians according to the things that have been done in your body. And these changes in your body allows us to have faith in God. And the faith that we have in God will help you to change your way of living. See, you got to believe in something, first of all. And if you believe in Jesus the Christ, then you believe that he is the one that has died for you. He is the one that has provided for you. And because of what he has done, you can live life a lot better than what you're living. But the Bible says flesh can only reproduce flesh. So in the spirit world, the spirit reproduces the spirit. A life that is nurtured by the power and the spirit of a mighty God. To be born again is to be born anew. And we got to understand that this is a universal command, demand from God. Some of us, and I'm going to be with you about 5-10 more minutes. Some of us like to think that it's all about what I've done. Some of us like to believe that if I don't do it, it's not going to be done right. But I come to let somebody know this morning that the Lord God wants all of us to understand that Jesus said that ye must be born again. Now, there's some folk that say it does not take all of that. And being born again does not mean that you gonna act like somebody else. Being born again doesn't mean you gonna fall out in the flow and foam at the mouth. Being born again does not mean that you're going to run around the church. Being born again does not necessarily mean that you're going to shout and have a praise down in your feet. But being born again lets you know that I got a new way of thinking. I got a new life and I'm going to live that life for the Lord our God. Being born again lets you know that the way you used to do it might not be the right. right way. So I just stopped by to tell somebody, I don't care how intelligent you are. I don't care how much you think that you know. The Bible said that there was a man of the Pharisees. This man's name was Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. A man that knew a whole lot about what was the right thing to do. This man said to the rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher. We know that you come from God. We know that you are a man of God. We don't know that you're Jesus the Messiah, but there's something strange about you. I found out that can't nobody do the thing that you do unless God be with him. I want to know what it is all about you. I want to know what can I do to be more like you. Jesus said and answered unto the man of God, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Is there anybody in the house this morning that want to live and go to heaven after you've lived on this side of life and you cross over to the other side? If you want to go into glory, flesh and blood cannot enter there. There's got to be a great change in your life. And I just stop by to tell somebody that if you have not been born again, the Bible says, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can this be? How can an old man be reborn again? Can I go back and get in my mama's womb? You know that's not possible, but I want to let you know right now, as smart as you are, you know everything about the law. You don't even understand what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you something for your good, that old life that you're living got to change. Them lies you've been telling need to be washed up. That backstabbing you've been doing, you need to draw back your hand. That finger pointing you've been doing, stop pointing your finger. I want to know who let you be the judge, because Jesus Christ is the judge. We got to understand that you can't get up high on your pedestal and think that you're better than everybody else. When you get high, you got to look down low. And I want to let you know, as high as you go, you got to come back down the same way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They tell me that the same one that you look at going up, you got to pass them coming down. And if you didn't do nothing for nobody else, nobody going to do anything for you. But I just stopped by to tell somebody that Jesus answered, verily I say unto you, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. See, it's all right to say I'm a member of the church. In the Baptist church, you got to be baptized, fully immersed down into the water. But that water don't save your soul. That water don't give you the new birth. Jesus said you got to be baptized in the water and in the Spirit. Is there anybody in the house that know that you've been born in the Spirit of a mighty God? Jesus said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be, got to be, ought to be born again. Is there anybody in the house that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've been born again? You done changed your way of living. You done changed partners right now. You got Jesus on your mind. You're not worried about your yesterday. My yesterday is all behind me. I'm present toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I can see my goal because there's light at the end of the tunnel. I know that the Lord will open his arms for me. I know that God will be everything I need him to be. Is there anybody in the house that want to listen to what the Lord God said? The Bible said that the Lord said the wind blowing where it listen, thou hears the sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it come from. You don't know where it's going. I want to let somebody know that the Spirit of the Almighty God, it can jump on you out of nowhere. You feel like everything is going all right. I'm all composed and I feel like I'm feeling good down on the inside. But all of a sudden, my wheel began to turn. When my wheel began to turn, I began to feel fire down on the inside.
inside. When I feel that fire on the inside, I can't help but move myself, because I found out how good the Lord has been. I'm not telling you what John got to say. I'm not telling you what Daisy got to say. But if you know the word of God, they tell me that in the Bible, in the New Testament, when you see the words in red, that's Jesus himself speaking. That's why when you look in the Bible, in that 7th verse of John, Jesus said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." So that is my message for today. Jesus said, "Ye must be born again." Jesus said, "Do what God told you to do." Jesus said, "Everything is going to be all right." Jesus said, "Get up off of your do nothing and let the Lord use you." Jesus said, "If he's done anything for you, then you ought to give him glory. You ought to give him honor." I want to know this morning, how many of you are really born again? How many of you know that the Lord done something for you that made a way out of no way? And if God has done something for you this morning, if you know that you owe God some praise, if you know you owe God some thanksgiving, you ought to get up on your feet. You ought to tell the Lord, "I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all that you've done for me. I thank you, God. I couldn't save myself, but by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus, I'm saved. I'm saved." Are you saved this morning? Have you been reborn? Have you got the new birth? I looked at my hand, and my hand looked new. Oh, I looked down at my feet, and my feet did too. I've been born again. I've been born again. I've been born again. And now that I'm born again, I'm going to die one day. But I'm going to die in the arms of Jesus. And everything going to be all right. Jesus said, "Ye must be." So it's very necessary for us to be born again. It's a requirement. It's a demand that comes from Jesus himself. Jesus says to the people of God, "Ye must be born again." Nicodemus, I thought you were smart, but you don't even know that you got to be born again. Don't ever get so smart that you got so much sense you don't have sense enough to reverence who God really is. Understand and do know that those things that we've allowed to happen in our body, whether good or bad, we got to know that God is going to evaluate it, judge it, and if it's not acceptable unto him, God's going to be disappointed. But if you want to please God, then step out of your comfort zone and say, "Lord, here I am. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it." Isaiah said it like this. Isaiah said, "Send me. Because if you need somebody to go, I'm willing and I'm ready to go."